NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A week after the devastating flood that claimed three lives and destroyed Ruidoso Downs racetrack, almost a year after it was destroyed and rebuilt in 2024, some are questioning the future of the racetrack. And Downs general manager Rick Baugh said last week's flood was worse than last year.
Total destruction. I mean, this flood this year on July the 8th versus the flood on July the 20th of last year is about 10 times worse. You can't control Mother Nature, but we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that we've got a fighting chance.
But Baugh said the track is dedicated to staying, though it will mean there may be some changes. That could mean moving the racetrack north of the river or adding bridges for debris to move along during floods.
This racetrack to this area has $160 million economic impact.
For the remainder of the season, the horses will run in Albuquerque. But come next April, Ruidoso area folks can look forward to the new track and season.
We've got to get this racetrack back up and going for all the businesses in Ruidoso. They went through a tough time last year. They're going to go through a tougher time this year. And it's our job to get this racetrack back up and going so that we can get, you know, the economy in Ruidoso back going.
Lincoln County residents who are cleaning up after flooding in the area can get their trash picked up curbside. Those who would like their debris to be picked up curbside are asked to sort the debris into five categories: electronics, large appliances, vegetative debris like branches and leaves, sediment, construction debris, household garbage, discarded food, paper, or packaging. Residents are encouraged to photograph damage before mucking and gutting begins and should save receipts for any cost related to the flooding. The Taxation and Revenue Department is offering a deadline extension for taxpayers who have been impacted by the Ruidoso floods in Lincoln County. Various business tax returns with the normal due dates of July 25th and August 25th can now be filed by October 27th without any penalty. But taxpayers making use of the extension are asked to notify the TRD by letter or email. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.